37-year-old Robert Joseph May was arrested Friday after a lengthy investigation by state troopers. He allegedly carried on a months-long sexual relationship with a 15-year-old girl from King Salmon. The incidents the troopers described occurred in King Salmon, Anchorage, and at least twice mid-flight on routes along the Alaska Peninsula. Paul Myovis is an assistant district attorney in Anchorage and oversees the Naknek court criminal cases.
Some of the allegations are alleged to have happened while the plane was in flight, meaning that there would have been some sort of relinquishing of the controls of the plane while they took place, which is obviously, yes, very concerning. But any situation where you have a man of this age engaged in this kind of conduct with a teenage girl, it's obviously very serious.
Troopers say May put his Cessna 182 on autopilot to engage in the sexual activity, leaving the pilot's seat and filming it on a GoPro camera. Another woman claimed he made unwanted sexual advances at her during a flight from King Salmon to Anchorage. Myovis says troopers will continue looking for more witnesses of this alleged behavior.
Often is the case that when these kind of charges become public, then additional victims will contact the police or the troopers in this case. And obviously those will be fully investigated if they come forward.
Robert May is relatively new on the air taxi scene in Bristol Bay. He has worked for a number of years as a contract air traffic controller at the FAA tower in King Salmon. The state requested a higher bail than normal for the region, suggesting with his two aircraft he had both the resources to manage it and also posed a flight risk. Judge Pat Douglas set bail at $100,000. If convicted, May faces a presumptive range of 5 to 15 years on each of the 10 counts of sexual abuse of a minor. He's also been charged with reckless endangerment and reckless operation of an aircraft. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.